Blog Talk Radio.
The number one podcast for plus size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Today is Monday, December 12th, 2011. Plus Model Radio is a proud sponsor of Plus Size Biz Connect. The International Fuller Woman Network launches another Plus Biz Connect contest to assist business owners that cater to the plus consumer. The contest enabled people to vote on their favorite plus biz that was either owned by a plus-size woman, had a focus to the plus-size consumer, or had products or services that would benefit the fuller woman. Thousands of votes were entered, and the winner by a landslide with 18,309 votes was the Curvy Chic Closet of Beaverton, Oregon. Curvy Chic Closet wins items that will help grow their plus biz from sponsors that are leading trusted business owners in the plus community. For the complete list of sponsors and to enter the contest, visit www.annasites.com/plus-biz. And for more information about the Fuller Woman Expo, visit thefullerwomanexpo.com. Plus Model Radio is also excited to be a sponsor of the curvy fashionista Marie Denae's 3-year blogiversary. She's celebrating 3 years of blogging success with a red carpet fashion event. The event, which takes place on January 7th at Philippe Chow, located in Los Angeles. I will be the red carpet host for this event, and if you're in the area, I hope you join us. This is a free event with lots of giveaways, and you're all invited. For more information, visit thecurvyfashionista.com/TCF turns 3. Now, I'm very excited about my guest this evening, Chelsea Settles. Chelsea Settles is a typical 23-year-old recent college graduate who has hopes and dreams of pursuing a career in fashion in glamorous Los Angeles. But achieving your dreams is not as easy as it seems when you live in a small town outside of Pittsburgh, have a mother with severe medical conditions, a long-distance boyfriend who's not always there when you need him, and a struggle with your weight of 324 pounds. MTV's docuseries Chelsea Settles followed the highs and lows of Chelsea as she embarked on the biggest journey of her life, leaving the only home she has ever known for a fresh start in a city more than 2,000 miles away. To all of our surprise, the show didn't turn into a generic weight loss reality show, and we fell in love with Chelsea on her journey of transformation and pursuing her dreams. So let's welcome Chelsea Settles to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. I'm so excited to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
So on the show, I'm actually, you know, a fan and watched the show. On the show, I remember you said you were always on the bigger side, but it wasn't a problem until you got in high school. So what happened in high school? Were you teased, or what happened?
It was actually junior high. I don't think I paid a lot of attention to my weight growing up. I was just a kid, you know, carefree. You don't really pay attention to the stuff that you see in the media, or you're not worried about looking a certain way. But when I started, like, you know, going to junior high, I was interested in boys. People started wearing makeup. Like, you know, you go through that whole change as you ease into adolescence. So, yeah, I went to an amusement park, and I didn't fit on the ride. Like, the seatbelt wouldn't go over my hips. And from that, I was just traumatized. I was embarrassed because I was there with my friends, mm-hmm. and, you know, I kind of went into a little bubble. I didn't want to put myself out there anymore to try different experiences because I didn't want to feel that, like, humiliation again. But instead of doing something about the problem, like to lose weight, I just got bigger and bigger and bigger over time.
So you started staying in the house and being less sociable?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just making excuses as to why I couldn't go out. Like, if friends would say, there's a party, you know, or do you want to go to the movies? No, I have to stay in. And my mom was also really sick around that time, so there was some guilt, too. I didn't really want to go out and try new things. I didn't want to leave her alone.
Mm-hmm.
It was a combination.
Now, how did you get the opportunity to do this reality show? And if you, you know, you were kind of down and depressed, it looked like stepping out to do your own reality show was a big contrast to your regular day-to-day activities.
Definitely. I was really just at the end of my rope. I had lived in a bubble for so long, just isolating myself. But I have to say, I was a great pretender, like, in school, around friends, I would put on this face like, you know, I was happy and I was feeling good. But when I got home, I would like compulsively like rip apart each and every one of my flaws and I just didn't really feel good. So I was browsing MTV's website and they were looking for an overweight girl to follow on her weight loss journey. I just took that opportunity to pour my heart out in an email to admit things to myself that even I didn't really know were there, and I sent it off not expecting anything from it, and mm-hmm. I got a response in like 15 minutes, and I had to make a casting tape, and, you know, it all snowballed from there.
So before you even saw the opportunity for the show, you were trying to lose weight already?
Oh, my gosh, I've been trying to lose weight since I was born, I swear. Like, it's always been at the forefront of my mind, like diet, exercise, lose weight. I remember I was in kindergarten. I was on the floor doing leg lifts mm-hmm. with my hand in a bag of Doritos, telling my mom, like, look, Mom, I'm losing weight and feeling great. This was at 5. So you see what the media does to your head at an early age.
So speaking of the media, you know, reality shows are really popular now, but a lot of them are trashy and display people in negative ways and, you know, display negative stereotypes. Were you nervous about being a part of a project like this and how you would be portrayed after it's aired?
You know, I didn't know what to expect at all. I went into this just wanting to be authentic to myself as a person and not knowing that it would become a TV show. I know that's so weird, but I didn't mm-hmm. really pay attention to the cameras. I didn't pay attention to anything else that was going on other than, okay, I'm Chelsea. I'm going to put as much of this out there as I can, and then everything else will come after. Like, I didn't think about doing interviews or, you know, meeting people or that people would really sit back and watch this. So
you just saw it as an opportunity to get help.
Yeah, I mean, my efforts in doing this were all genuine. I wasn't looking for anything else other than me getting healthy and changing my life and trying something new. So, I mean, it's been a blessing, but it's just I didn't go into it for those reasons. So now I'm just trying to get adjusted to it all.
Right, I can imagine. So how real was the reality show? Like, did Jenna have to go to an audition and be cast to be your roommate, or was that just randomly you found somebody online and it just worked out?
I wanted to live with Jarrell. That was the plan going into this.
Mm-hmm.
I backed out of moving to L.A. at the last minute, and he was still going with or without me. So he found a roommate. It was like, okay, I'm doing this. And I had to go off and do the same once I decided to go. So it's an awkward conversation. But again, I've had that conversation so many times through living in L.A. I mean, if I meet people, they have to know that I'm doing this show in order for them to be, on camera. Some things don't really make it into the show, but it's just, it was the same with Jenna. You know, you have to tell them, like, oh, I'm doing this reality show, and people really don't believe you. They don't know what to expect. I mean, it's not like I was out there. I'm just a normal girl, so they think you're full of it until, you know, MTV calls.
When I was watching the show, I was thinking, like, I was thinking, I know the people have to see the cameras there, so I was kind of confused when you were going on interviews to these boutiques to get a job, and I didn't know why they wouldn't jump on having you as an employee just for the sake of getting on the show and getting exposure. I was kind of confused about that.
I've definitely learned through, because before, like, when I wouldn't get, like, some of the jobs or, you know, whatever, I took it as a personal attack. And now I look at it like it's just, it's business. If you don't fit someone's brand, a brand that they put their, you know, hard work into, their blood, sweat, and tears, then it's not like it's a knock against you. It's just you don't fit. So you just keep moving and you move on to the next venture. But, you know, all of those places that I interviewed, I admire all of those people. I admire their hustle. It just, it took me getting over myself. I played the victim a lot in the beginning, but I've grown as a person. So I'm just thankful for that.
Right. Now, at the end of the show, you decided to stay in L.A. and instead of going with your boyfriend back home. Well, not back home. He was in, what, Tennessee, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what is the status of you and Rory?
I am still with Mr. Rory. In February, we'll be together for like 6 years. So, I mean, we've had ups and downs in our relationship just like any other relationship. It just so happens that it was played out on TV for people to see and people to be able to judge. But, you know, you don't get to see
everything.
All of him.
Do you think he kind of got a bad rap?
Absolutely. And, I mean, I can understand. I mean, when you hear that someone has cheated on somebody, okay, you immediately, you know, you're defensive. And people that watch the show and are supporting me now, it's amazing. Like, they just want the best for me. So I understand that. But this kid was, like, in Afghanistan serving the country during this time. He could only be represented through Skype. So you're not getting to see every side of him. So he's an amazing person, and he's my best friend. He supported me when I was 325 pounds. He didn't see me the way that I did. I was always beating myself up. He was encouraging me, uplifting me, wanting me to take chances. So, I mean, we've come a long way, definitely. We started dating when we were 18. I'm 24 now, so 18
to
24.
So have you ever dated anyone besides him?
No, I haven't. But sometimes when you know, you just know.
So you're not open to meeting new people and just experiencing life? You think he's the one?
I'm open to meeting new people, but like meeting new people as friends. So.
Well, what's up with you and Devon? Because it looked like you two had like a chemistry going.
He was a great person. You know, I appreciate everything that he's done for me through being in L.A., getting me to, you know, break out of my shell, and he would work out with me sometimes, but it just, I have what I need.
So he's no Rory.
No, I'm just like every other girl. I'm a little boy crazy sometimes, and I crush on people, but
right.
As far as, like, taking it to another level and leaving Rory behind, I
it's not happening.
No. Unless it's Trey Songz, then, you know, Rory, you can go.
Of course. So how is your mother doing now?
My mom's doing well. I feel like, you know, she's off of dialysis now, and she does not have to take insulin. Like, the diabetes and all of that has gone through the kidney pancreas transplant. Mm-hmm. Now I think it's more just building her confidence. She's been sick for so long, and, you know, in that whole mindset that she needs to stay in the house and, you know, do stuff like that. So hopefully, you know, she can build her confidence up and start living her life again. I've just learned to not take on everyone's problems. I love my mom to death. I want the best for her, but I can't internalize all of those feelings the way I did before because it was killing me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because you didn't want to live your life. You just wanted to to help your mother.
And that's not what she wants for me. She's so proud of me. She's always, like, beaming and bragging, and I'm like, please stop, because I'm, like, really low-key. I don't like a lot of attention. Again, it's a lot to get used to. I'm, like, easily embarrassed.
Well, and how is your cousin Jarrell?
He's good. I mean, Jarrell's always been the complete opposite of me. He's like a little ham. He's super outgoing, and, you know, he was like running L.A. after a while. Like, he's zipping around. He knew, like, how to get everywhere, and he's always making friends. So,
well, what was his career goals in L.A.? I don't remember hearing that on the show, or I missed that part.
I know. You don't get to see a lot of Jarrell, but there's a lot more to him other than just being my life coach. Like, you know, he actually does have a whole life, and he has his bachelor's degree in business management. He went to a private college in Pennsylvania here, so he's interested in marketing and all that other stuff.
Okay, well, that's good. Marketing is something you can use now with your newfound fame.
Oh, my gosh, I can't.
No, you have inspired a lot of people with your show to get more active and healthy. But I was surprised you had a couple of critics as well about the show. Some people felt that on the show you were sad and depressed at a larger size, and now that you've lost the weight, it's being depicted that your life is so much better, everything is perfect, and losing weight was the answer to all of your problems. What do you say to that?
No. Losing weight was not the answer to all of my problems, because I'm a normal person. Of course I still have problems and I still have issues. Not only am I a person, I'm a girl. I'm hormonal. If it's that time of the month, like, you know, I don't feel cute, whatever, like, just normal stuff. But as far as, like, you know, oh, I lost weight and now I'm happy, I dealt with issues that I had suppressed for years and years and years. It was all about, you know, my parents, them going through, you know, their divorce and not having my father super active in my life, watching my mom basically wither away in front of my eyes, and I'm an only child, so I had no one to go to talk about these things.
And your father was never on the show, right? They never mentioned him.
No. Nope. He lives in Pittsburgh, and I do have a relationship with him. It's just he wasn't present in my household. He's a great father. It's just my parents, they're not together. So I went through all of those issues. And, you know, I have family members. I have my grandma. But I'm, like, if I had a sibling or something that I could vent all these issues to, maybe it would have been different. But I had, you know, myself, and I suppressed it all. Once I let go of all of those feelings, the weight started to come off. I started to gain a greater confidence in myself. I know, like, with anything that you do, you're going to have critics, so I understand that, but I am in no way saying that I represent the plus-size community. I'm one person. I'm one story, like, just one person and just one aspect of how people feel. Yeah, people do feel the way that I felt about myself, but it had nothing to do with being larger. I used that as a crutch. I used my weight as an excuse to be down on myself and be a victim, but I'm just glad that that's no longer, you know, the case. I found, like, the solution and the answer to that. It's important for everyone to be healthy, too, no matter what size you are.
Right. I agree. So do you think, now this is just being devil's advocate, do you think at your highest weight of 324 pounds, you could have been as happy, confident, and feel as beautiful as you do right now, or you think it's no way possible?
If I would have dealt with the other issues, possibly, yes. I think that very well could be the case. But if I was still carrying around everything else that I was dealing with, no, I really think that was the problem. Because I see people all of the time that, you know, that are at the weight that I was when I started, and they're perfectly happy and content. And I don't knock that at all.
Right.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Beautiful is beautiful. And to be honest with you, I'm not like some thin person. I'm still plus size, and I'm happy.
Right,
I mean, it's
right.
not like I'm 130 pounds. Like, I'm still working out and still working on bettering myself and loving the reflection that I see in the mirror. I mean, I love it more than I did before, but, I mean, of course, I'm flawed. I'm always going to be. I'm just learning to accept
that. Well, nobody's
that.
Perfect.
Nope, never going to be.
So what is your ultimate weight loss goal? You said you're still working out and you're still, you know, at your routines. So what is your goal?
I've definitely been slacking a little. I'm not going as hard as I was before. I'm trying to maintain where I'm at. Just I want to feel my body out and see where it's comfortable. Because I know now that I obsessed over a number. I obsessed over the scale for so long. It's
right.
not about those things.
It's just about being healthy.
Yes, it's about being healthy first and foremost. But also you have to go based on your bone structure, what your frame looks like. I have hips. They're not going anywhere. I have hips. I have a butt. I have boobs. Like, it's just, I'm just meant to be that way. I'm always going to be larger.
Are you tall? How tall are you?
I'm 5'8", so that plays a part in it, too. I carry my weight differently.
Right,
so right now I may look a little smaller than what people are just, oh, my God, you're so thin now. No, I'm definitely not. I am not thin. I'm just tall, and I carry my weight different.
Right. So as I mentioned before at the beginning of the show, at the end of your show, you chose to remain in L.A. So are you still living with Jenna? Are you still working at the Vanity Room? And are you working with the same trainer, or did everything change or stop when the camera stopped rolling?
Right now I am at home through the holidays, and I will be back in L.A. in January. I am still, like, not so much training as hard with Angela, obviously, but she's still a big part of my life. I look at her like a big sister, and she still, like, you know, coaches me, tells me that I need to be working on strength training. Like, she's never going anywhere. She is, like, a main fixture in my life. I credit a lot of, like, my headspace to her. She really helped me just grow as a person. Jenna, we are not living together right now. She has a boyfriend, and she's very happy. So, she moved in with him. She's, you know, enjoying all of that. And I'm excited to live alone. I haven't done that. And I know that eventually when Rory is out of the Army, I mean, that may be something that I pursue. So I want to take this chance to just be a woman and live alone and be able to just come in and strip down if I want to, and I don't have to, you know,
watch don't have to answer to anybody.
Yes, I can just, you know, I'm free to do what I got to do.
I
never
hear
had
it.
That.
So now that you have your new body, you have international exposure, you have tons of fans, have your dreams into breaking into the fashion industry remain the same, or have they changed?
I still love fashion, and it's still, like, you know, it's my baby. But right now, just going through all of this, being able to, like, reach out to fans and people that have watched the show, I really want to take time to just be able to speak to people, work with people on change, on, you know, just spreading self-love and just stopping, like, self-doubt and just different things like that. I want to be involved in charities, and I'm really, like, inspired by the youth and just younger girls. I want to do whatever I can to reach out and prevent someone else from going down, you know, the road that I did. If I can stop them from doing it now, that would mean the world to me. I feel like that's why I did this show in the end. Like, this platform needs to be, I need to use it for something greater than just all the vanity stuff. I'm all about that. I have to do stuff that feels good in my heart. I can't just be, like, you know, anything.
So now you see yourself, like, as an advocate for instilling self-esteem and confidence in girls.
Definitely. I'd love that. But, again, I still love fashion, and I love marketing and brand promotion and different stuff like that. I just want to do a little bit of everything. I think I just need to start my own little empires.
Have any plus size companies, clothing companies, or retailers reached out to you to do anything?
Yeah, I think there's a possibility for there to be, like, you know, a lot of exciting stuff to come in the new year. It's just nothing is definite. So I'm going to keep my fingers crossed, and we'll see, like, what good stuff happens. But this definitely isn't the last that, you know, you've seen of me. I do have to say, like, I didn't really know a lot about the plus community. I was very green. I'm still green. I'm still learning. Didn't really know it was out there. It's not something that is, you know, publicized a lot where I live, and it's just, it's a new world, but everyone
right.
has been so wonderful. It's been amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Now I feel kind of silly, like, oh my gosh, I should have, you know, done my homework, and there's a whole new world out there.
Well, did you ever get on the internet, or just you never got on the internet and search for plus size stuff?
Yeah, I was on the internet, but I was searching for, you know, what I want it to be ideally. In the stuff that's, like, you know, size 6, I was looking at that stuff, like, oh, one day. I didn't realize that, you know, there was a whole other world out there. But, again, now that I know, it's not about, you know, a number. It's not about a size. You can be confident at any size. I truly do believe that.
Right. Now, will there be a season 2 of this show? Have you heard anything yet?
I don't know right now. That's all up in the air. I guess we'll see as, you know, the weeks come. It's not something that I'm opposed to. It's been an amazing opportunity, but I do kind of want to seek other opportunities and see what's out there. So
really,
I know.
So if you're given the opportunity to do season 2, you would have to think about it. You wouldn't just jump on it.
I don't know. See, it would just depend on what direction the show was going in. My life is going in a different, you know, direction right now, and I don't want to group myself into a box, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to be free to do other things, but of course I love MTV, and I'm so thankful for this platform. I mean, I'm doing things that I never in a million years imagined were possible, so, you know, there will always be that relationship there, and I'm grateful. I don't know what I want to do. I'm young, and there's a whole world out there.
Do you see yourself doing anything like acting or modeling?
I'm interested in modeling. I don't know about acting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think...
Because you're kind of shy.
Yeah. But, I mean, the same with modeling. I'm just willing to take chances doing things that scare me, if that makes sense, because I know that I'm going to grow from doing those things that I shy away from and don't really think that I can.
Mm-hmm. So do you have anything coming up that we can be on the lookout for, or we just have to wait and see?
Well, I know on December 28th, I'll be in Us Weekly's transformation issue, so you'll get to see the amount of weight that I've lost now. That was a really cool opportunity. I've never done, like, a photo shoot before, so that was rad. But
it was fun.
Oh, my gosh, it was amazing. Felt like Cinderella for the day. Yeah, and I moved to L.A. last year during this time, so it was such an eerie feeling for me to be shooting, like, this transformation a year later, like, to the date, like, on the tee. It was crazy. So, yeah, that comes out December 28th, and then after that I'll be back out in L.A., hopefully, you know, just hitting a couple of – oh, my God, I want to go to that blog party so bad.
Oh,
I
good.
Love
I'll
Marie
meet you in person.
Nett. Love, love, love her. Oh, I love that. So
yeah.
I'll be around.
Awesome. So do you have an official website, or what's the best way for everyone to keep in touch with you?
I'm working on a blog right now so I can just get out fitness tips. A lot of my followers on Twitter want to know about that stuff, so I want to make sure that I can put it out there. It's just, it's hard to do it in 140 characters.
Right.
yeah, you can definitely follow me on Twitter. www.twitter.com/ChelseaSettles, and I'm on Facebook too. It's the show page, but I'm going to start posting on there. It won't be any of the generic stuff that comes from, you know, MTV.
Right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. That 30 minutes just flew by.
Oh, it did.
It was a pleasure speaking with you, and I look forward to seeing you at the party.
Oh, yes. I'm going to give you a big hug. Thank you so much. I had fun.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too. Okay.
All
bye.
Right. Bye-bye. And thank you to my fabulous guest this evening, Chelsea Settles. Tune in next week, and we'll have more Plus Industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected with the Curvy community. If you're interested in advertising on our show or being a guest, visit the website at plusmodelradio.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join our fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/plusmodelradio. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. And until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.